Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors, a winning team to take on your personal injury claim.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Pre-match.
It's a game that we will want to get something from. So in terms of the objectives going into the game, it's no different to what it was before Manchester United. But of course we had a disappointing result and performance against the last time we were out. So we really want to make sure we perform and give ourselves the chance to get a positive result.
So the Sterling sideshow has overshadowed the build-up to this do-or-die fixture for Liverpool. And the future for him can be sorted at a later date. But the Reds' top four ambitions realistically hinge on something being sorted out here at the Emirates today. 5 points behind fourth place is very challenging. Anything more would be arguably a step too far for Liverpool. Well, Raheem Sterling can win over a few hearts today with a big performance. He leads the attack in a side that's maybe set up to stifle Arsenal this lunchtime. Simon Mignolet in goal. The back three, Emre Can. Kolo Touré replaces the suspended Martin Skrtel. Mamadou Sakho completes the three. Lazar Markovic returns to the right wing-back position. Alberto Moreno on the left wing-back role. And then in the centre, Lucas in a deeper-lying midfield position and back from injury, of course. And Joe Allen and Jordan Henderson also occupy midfield berths. Further forward, Philip Coutinho and Raheem Sterling. Daniel Sturridge makes the bench. It was only a week ago we heard that he might be out for a month, but he's made a miraculous recovery. He wasn't involved in England duty, and he might just get some football today in the second half of this one. Sturridge, one of the subs. No place for Mario Balotelli on the bench today, or Ricky Lambert. The other substitutes, Fabio Barini, Glenn Johnson, Dejan Lovren, Javier Manquillo, Cameron Brannigan, and Brad Jones completes the lineup. Arsenal have got a team in full form at the moment, and a win for them puts them second, 2 points above Manchester City and four behind Chelsea. They've never quite written off their hopes of perhaps even winning the Premier League. In goal, David Ospina. The back four, right back is Bellerin, centre-halves Mertesacker and Koscielny. On the left-hand side, Nacho Monreal. The midfield, Francis Coquelin, Aaron Ramsey and Santi Cazorla, and then further forward, Alexis Sanchez, Mesut Ozil and Olivier Giroud, who's been in hot form of late. He's scored 11 in his last 13 Premier League games. Some pre-match thoughts from the man alongside me, Ray Houghton. Ray.
Yeah, looking forward to the game, Steve. I think it's a very pragmatic Liverpool side. When you look around the midfield there in particular, with Allen, Lucas and Henderson, I don't see much craft and creativity. Henderson hopefully will be the legs to get forward. He scored a few goals and created a few goals for Liverpool, so it'll be interesting to see where his starting position is. But with Arsenal, I'm just looking at his Ramsey on the right over three. It's Sanchez on the left with Giroud through the middle, and Ozil playing in a more central role, number 10 role if you like, and it'll be Coquelin and Cazorla just in front of the back four.
So many stories surround this game, so many probabilities can come from it, but I think we all know one thing for sure: Liverpool must take something from the Emirates today if they're to think of Champions League football next season. And it's Arsenal on the attack. Ball to the edge of the box. Sanchez with the early shot, and he scuffed it wide to the left-hand side, but that was far too easy within 30 seconds to get a shot away from Sanchez.
Yeah, I was just wondering about Albert Moreno. I worry about him today because he could be isolated in that left wing-back position, particularly with Bellerin coming forward from right-back. Also, you've got Ramsey, as I say, playing on the right-hand side of a three. They might get 2v1 situations. There, the ball came into Alexis Sanchez, who came into a more central role, got his strike away, which never got any trouble Mignolet. But just looking at Liverpool's lineup, I can't quite believe what's going on. Jordan Henderson looks like he's going to play right wing-back, with Markovic playing in a more advanced role. So it's more of a 3-4-2-1 formation I'm trying to work out at the moment. We continue in Markovic with young Sterling up front on his own.
The game.
Here go Arsenal. Succession of passes. Aaron Ramsey. And then cut out to the right wing where Hector Bellerin gets involved in the attack, just on the right edge of the Liverpool penalty area. Two on Bellerin, and he mistakes that pass, and thankfully Lucas picks it up. He tries to play one out, but it's stopped in the midfield by Arsenal. Back to the edge of the Liverpool box for Sanchez. Cut square across that penalty area for Cazorla. Strikes a shot, one-handed save by Simon Mignolet, and another opportunity to go for goal. And within, what, 4 minutes, we've just seen Arsenal dominate this game in terms of play.
And that all came about with Lucas Leiva trying to play a ball forward. It was cut out quite easily. Arsenal picked it up, got the ball over to the right-hand side. Cazorla with the shot. No one really come from the Liverpool defence to come and close Cazorla down. It was a very good shot across the face of Mignolet, and it was an excellent saviour. He got down quickly to his right-hand side. Got a good hand on it there, Mignolet. No one from Arsenal coming in to feed off the scraps. But certainly, Liverpool haven't settled. What you got to say, Arsenal's very much on the front foot. They're getting players forward. Their movement's been terrific for them. I just think the setup with Liverpool at the moment isn't quite working.
Joe Allen now has the ball. Turns in his own half away from Mesut Ozil. Out to the right wing for Jordan Henderson. Henderson plays it back through Chan and into the feet of Simon Mignolet, who's made two stops already. Colo Torre dwells on the ball, loses out. Ramsey's one-on-one with the keeper. Another save by the keeper. Oh, and this time, Cazorla can't quite push that over the line. And it's Colo Torre who saves the day after giving away possession right on the edge of his penalty area. And that almost led to Arsenal's opening goal.
Well, it did, but that was poor play from Liverpool. They're playing the ball out the back. Arsenal pressing high up the pitch. Colo Torre got caught in two minds there. Giroud took it off him. The ball was struck sweetly towards goal by Ramsey. Good save by Mignolet. Torre done enough to clear the danger.
Cazorla outswinging corner. Sacco with the header away. Well, already it's been battle stations inside the Liverpool penalty area. Arsenal playing with a freedom, a swagger, which they've had for some 10 games now. As they approach the Liverpool box from the left-hand side, there's shouts for a handball inside the penalty area, but I think that was struck by Sanchez at very close quarters to the Liverpool player. I'm not sure whose hand he's claiming it hit.
I think it was Jordan Henderson that could have been the closest to it, but I don't think there's any intent from Henderson. His hands were down by his side. He's actually turning away from it. Certainly came off his right hand, but no deliberate handball there, so the referee made the right call. But I just think this system from Liverpool isn't right. I don't know how often they've practiced it. Obviously, players have been away in international duty. They look all over the place at the moment.
Arsenal have had three or four really good chances. They come forward again into the box with Giroud. Tries to strike the shot, but Colo Torre close enough to him to block that shot out.
Yeah, that's what he's good. Man-to-man marking Colo Torre. He's excellent. He's a physical presence. He gets his body in the way. He wins his headers there. He read it really well because it was a good run from Giroud to get in behind him initially, but he got back with his pace to get a block in there as the strike came in from the Frenchman.
Coutinho, lovely pass. Markovic breaks through the centre. Tries to roll it for Sterling. He fluffs his line.
Shoot.
Raheem Sterling there on the mark to make it 1-0 to Liverpool. Dives in left-footed. No, it's long gone now. It remains 0-0. Markovic made a lovely run, which Coutinho spotted. The Arsenal players were playing the Liverpool strikers onside, and then Markovic rolls it for Sterling, who just didn't anticipate that well enough.
And I've got to be honest with you, Markovic got to shoot there. That's passing up responsibility to me. He's through on goal. You know, he's got to be the one that's got to take the responsibility of trying the shot. Squaring it for Sterling there, for me, was the wrong option. Hit it, put your foot through it, be positive. I just thought there, he's like maybe a man who's not scored too many goals. He didn't want to try it himself. He tried to square it, and he overhit the pass through to Raheem Sterling, but that was a golden opportunity for Liverpool.
Ball given away by Arsenal, picked up by Markovic, plays it to Sterling, who tries to cut a shot from the edge of the penalty. I wonder whether he could have taken a step or two more forward to try and get a bit closer, but he tried to take David Ospina in the Arsenal goal by surprise. He'd already come round the back of the defender, and he elected for a quick snapshot, which didn't trouble the Arsenal
keeper.
Well,
that all came from Arsenal playing a square ball. I think it was Cazorla trying to put it at Coquelin. It was too much on it. Markovic picked the ball up. First ball was forward into the path of Raheem Sterling, and he was up against Koscielny, who's probably a lot quicker and probably could match him for pace. So he didn't decide to take him on. Went for the early shot, trying to catch Ospina out, but always going wide of the target. I just thought if he had a little bit more belief there, Sterling, he would have went 1v1 with Koscielny, dropped his shoulder and tried to go beyond the Arsenal defender.
Well, Liverpool on the break because Arsenal made that throw quickly. They've lost possession, and over the halfway line goes Jordan Henderson with the ball. Markovic and Sterling are up there. Henderson's released it for Chan on the right wing. Chan gets towards the right side of the penalty area, sends it back for Henderson.
So there is a reluctance to cross, because when you look in there, you see Sterling, you see Markovic, you see Coutinho, you don't see any height. So you know you've got to head it in low and hard. So they change away from the Liverpool players.
Sterling's run onto a ball, left side of the penalty area, chips it in there. Opportunity, Henderson. Well, it might have been just too hard to volley, but he's run to the dead ball line to keep it in. Chips it back into play. The header high into the area from Aaron Ramsey means his keeper, Ospina, can catch.
I'll tell you what, that wasn't too far away, was it? And that was a lovely little ball over the top there from Raheem Sterling, and Jordan Henderson had come forward from that right wing-back position. That's where Sanchez doesn't chase. Mm. You know, you can see there that he's gone beyond him. He doesn't have to come back and defend, really. That's up to Monreal to try and pick up Jordan Henderson. He didn't. And for a little bit less on the pass forward there from Sterling, Henderson was in.
Good pass from Ozil out to Ramsey, right side of the box. He's quickly released it for Bellerin, who gets into the penalty. Bellerin left-footed! Liverpool have been undone. Arsenal score in the final 10 minutes of the first half. Bellerin left footed, curls it into the far left corner of Simon Mignolet's goal, and it's a game which has provided many chances, and Mignolet's at least stopped three great shots in this game from Arsenal, but he simply couldn't keep out Bellerin there, who found the very corner of the net. Arsenal 1, Liverpool 0.
Indeed. Dreadful defending here from Liverpool, in particular Albert Moreno. You know, when Bellerin picks the ball up and he shapes it coming, got to show him the line. Why has he got his arms behind his back? Because I can tell you, when you're like that, you can't move as quickly. And he just allows Bellerin to come in field. It's a great strike from the Arsenal fullback. He's just killed it in the far corner. And probably it's been Liverpool's best, you know, 5-10 minutes of the game where they've controlled it. They've looked like they've been nice and solid defensively, but that was just poor judgment from Moreno. Far too easy to allow Bellerin to get in behind him in the manner that he did. And you could see the Liverpool midfield players were very unhappy with him. Straight away I looked at Lucas Leiva pointing his finger at him. What are you doing? You've got to show him down the line. Don't allow him to come in and take you on as easily as that and get a strike at goal.
Alexis Sanchez, left side of the Liverpool box, puts it to Ozil on the edge of the penalty area, headed away by Sacco. Only for Francis Coquelin to get to it first. Him to Ozil, who's fouled by Mamadou Sakho. Silly area. Ozil
too quick,
wasn't turning to shoot in any way, and that was a free kick which was unnecessary.
Yeah, it certainly was, but he was just a little bit too quick for Sacco there. He committed to the challenge. He went in nowhere near the ball. The ball's already gone, isn't it, when he came in and took Mehmet Ozil out of the game there. And this is a really good area. This is a real dangerous area. We've only got 6 minutes left of the first half here. Arsenal already 1-0 up. Liverpool could ill afford to go 2-0 down before the first half is finished with, and two technicians out there, and Ozil and Sanchez. I'd probably favour the right footer on a situation like this, would you? You know, the left footer would have to get it up and over the wall, whereas the right footer probably could go round the wall.
Well, they've put two of the tallest men in Giroud and Mertesacker on the end of the Liverpool wall. Two for Arsenal who could take it, Ozil and Sanchez. Referee Anthony Taylor gives the go-ahead. It's going to be Ozil, left-footed. Oh, what does that mean to Liverpool's Champions League dreams this season? As Ozil curls in, Arsenal's second, Liverpool heads drop, and is the dream gone? There's certainly a gigantic mountain to climb now between now and May if Liverpool are to reach the top four. Arsenal lead 2-0 here, and Liverpool have it all to do, not only in this game, but in their ambitions for this league season. It's Arsenal 2, Liverpool 0.
Well, it's a brilliant free kick into the far corner from Ozil, but once again, you have to question the goalkeeper. For me, that's his side. I mean, I learned a great lesson under Jack Charlton years and years and years ago. He would say to his goalkeeper, you stay on your side of the goal. If it goes in there, it's your fault. If it goes over the top of the wall, and it's the wall's fault. In this occasion, it's gone round the side of the wall with the goalkeeper's side where he should really be. He's taken a step too far to his near post, left that gap at the far post. Beautifully executed from Ozil. I mean, all top quality delivery into the far corner. But for me, that's the goalkeeper's side. He's got to save it there.
Well, the free kick should never have been, go back. Sacco can't be giving away a free kick in that sort of position against an Arsenal team full of players who can have that sort of stab at goal.
Well, he's not the two and goals have been from quality.
It's Bellerin, the goal scorer, with a pass through to Ramsey. Now further forward, edge of the box is Sanchez! Liverpool are dead and buried now. What a worldie of a goal from Alexis Sanchez. Arsenal 3, Liverpool 0. Liverpool truly taken apart in 10 minutes of class finishing from the Arsenal players. Liverpool, well, it's hard to see a way back. Arsenal 3, Liverpool 0.
Well, this could get embarrassing for Liverpool. What a finish, though. I mean, once again, Liverpool guilty of giving the ball away. Arsenal are first on to it. Ramsey with a turn into the path of Alexis Sanchez. Kolo Touré comes across, misplaces the challenge. He gets away from Emre Can as well. No one comes to close him down. And the whip and pace he gets on the strike is over the top of Mignolet before he can even dive. I mean, that's a tremendous strike. And, well, by half-time, this game looks like it's over with. I mean, Brendan Rodgers now, his head must be in a spin. Because 15 minutes ago, he probably thought, yeah, we're doing all right in the 0-0. We're still well in this. We've got a chance of maybe even picking up 3 points. And actually said if Liverpool went with 2 strikers, they could cause a lot of problems and maybe go on and win a game. Not now.
1 added minute. What on earth does Brendan Rodgers say in the dressing room at half-time? The wider context, the ripple effect of a result like this, a scoreline, is that Liverpool will leave here questioning what they can achieve. They've obviously still got the FA Cup this season, but Champions League where they want to be, where they need to be. But this might about bury that dream. Half-time, Arsenal 3, Liverpool 0.
Well, this was the big test for Liverpool. Having lost their last league against Manchester United, they knew they had to have a big performance today if they were going to make the top four. And I've got to say, the start of the game, they were awful. They were all over the place. Arsenal really took the game to them. Could easily be 1 or 2 up with the chances created. Then Liverpool got a foothold in the game. You're thinking, yeah, they might be all okay. They had a glorious opportunity when Markovic went forward. Steady shooting, he passed to Sterling, passing up the responsibility. But you're defending. You've got to defend properly as a team, and they haven't done that. In the later stages of that first half, first Moreno allows Bellerin to cut inside him. Sacco gives away a needless free kick, punished by Ozil. And then the third goal, misplaced pass. Arsenal are on here. Sanchez with a strike, and Mignolet's got no chance. Here we are at half-time, 3-0. The Emirates Stadium, the Arsenal fans are absolutely delighted. The Liverpool fans are absolutely shell-shocked because they were hoping and looking for a big performance. And then it will come back now, Steve. What will be asked of Brendan Rodgers? What's your team selection right for today?
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Score up to £2,000 cash advance when your claim's accepted. See website for terms.
And welcome back to the Emirates Stadium. And Liverpool have simply got to make some changes, and it looks like they will. Daniel Sturridge has been warming up at a half-time. Ray Houghton, how does the manager deal with what he's got in his hands here?
Well, it's a very difficult situation for the manager, you know, because things have gone so poorly at the end of that first half. You know, they had a really bad start, Liverpool, for 15 minutes. They weren't in the game at all. Arsenal looked really threatening. Then they had a spell for 15, 20 minutes, Liverpool. Well, they looked all right. And you're thinking, OK, yeah, things might be all right today. But the last 10, 15 minutes, give away the goals that they did. The naivety of the goals they gave away was quite incredible. And, you know, they just don't see any real way back for Liverpool. It is damage limitation. They might try and change it around, bring on Daniel Sturridge to try and get them back into the game. But the worry is the goals that they're giving away. You know, it's just been far too easy to play against Liverpool defensively.
Is there any worry about Daniel Sturridge's fitness?
Yeah.
You know, he didn't start this game. He apparently had a tear on a hip muscle. Now, is there any worry that sort of forcing him into the game and asking too much could be asking him to do too much too soon?
Yeah, it could be. But Daniel don't know his own body. He knows that after today there's 7 league games left and hopefully a few more cup matches as well. But, you know, this is not the sort of form you want to take into that game on Wednesday against Blackburn either. You know, you want to go in there with a bit of confidence and a bit of momentum, not on the back-to-back league defeats, you know, and against the two teams that you can ill afford to lose to, which are Manchester United and Arsenal.
So Arsenal ready to start this game. Sorry, did Arsenal make a switch?
No, Liverpool did. Markovic has come off. Yeah, Markovic has come off, hasn't he? Which, I'm not sure about that.
So Liverpool's lineup, obviously, Mignolet in goal. You've got Can, Touré and Sacco, the back three. The wing-backs still remain as Moreno and Henderson. In the centre of the field, Joe Allen and Lucas. And then further forward, Philippe Coutinho And finally, Daniel Sturridge is involved in the action. And in terms of what Arsenal have got out there in goal, David Ospina, the rest of the team, Bellerin, Mertesacker, Koscielny and Monreal. Coughlin in the midfield with Ramsey, Cazorla, Sanchez, Ozil and Giroud complete the 11.
Well, Liverpool actually look like they've gone 4-1-4-1, Steve. Looking at the moment, Chan looks like he's going to right back. The two centre-halves are Touré and Sacco, with Moreno left back. Jordan Henson on the right of a four, with Coutinho and Allen, with Sterling over on the left. Sorry, Lucas Leiva just sitting in front of the back four.
It's Cazorla towards Ramsey, back-heeled it into the box. The eventual shot comes in from the right-hand side by Giroud, which is saved low by Mignolet. Sterling into the Arsenal penalty area, feeds it into Moreno, back to Sterling, looked for the shot right-footed, then held up on it, then has a go, but this time digs it over the top of the crossbar. Was complaining to the referee about something, but as much as Brendan Rodgers sort of claps from the bylines and tries to encourage his side, they're finding it tough to come back from a 3-0 scoreline.
Well, Arsenal are getting so many numbers behind the ball as well. Just looking there, I think there were seven in the box there, and red shirts for Arsenal to put the pressure on Raheem Sterling, who was just leaning back as he took the strike on, which took it over the top of the crossbar. But Liverpool need to get the next goal. If there is going to be a next goal in this game, Liverpool need to get it, and they need to get it quick to get a bit of belief into the game that maybe, who knows, Arsenal got three in the first half. Is there any reason why Liverpool can't get three in the second? But they need to start quickly and get a few opportunities.
1-2 between Ramsey and Ozil again. Over on the left-hand side, the Liverpool penalty area. Mistake by Ramsey allows Lucas to get over the top and run away with the ball. Feeds it into Sturridge on the halfway line. Sterling's running on the far left, but Sturridge going with possession through the centre. Comes away from Coquelin, holds the ball up still, gives to Allen. Now into the box. It's a ball rolled in for Sturridge. And there wasn't much wrong with that build-up from the halfway line to the almost the six-yard box. Just a final ball.
Yeah, it was just a final ball. How many Liverpool players in the box, though, was delivered from Sterling? One. Daniel Sturridge. Not enough.
Other end of the field. It's Sanchez. Ball into the box. It's missed by Giroud. Could have made it four. Sanchez chipped it in there. Liverpool tried to defend it, but it poor just defending. Fell right the way through to Giroud, really should have scored for Arsenal.
Poor defending, though, from Sacco. It's gone with his wrong foot initially. And he's gone there with his left foot because he's not confident in clearing it with his right. Completely missing. I think that put Giroud off. I mean, Giroud's expecting Sacco to clear it. He completely made a hash of it. And there was a chance for Giroud if he could have anticipated that the ball was going to come to him.
Comes back into Arsenal possession. Looking for the cross from the right side from Santi Cazorla. Or Ozil. Now it's Cazorla once more. Rolled to the edge of the box for Sanchez. Delivers it out to the right wing. Ozil chips it in. Giroud! Oh, saved by the keeper. One-handed. Top draw from Simon Mignolet. Again, Arsenal knocking on the door of a fourth goal. And this time, Giroud looking far more clinical with his final touch of the ball. But how good was that save from Simon Mignolet?
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Good ball delivered in. Great header from Oliver Giroud. Got well above Kolo Touré. Got a powerful header into the goalkeeper's left, and Mignolet get across and got a good hand to it to divert it over the top of the crossbar.
Liverpool doing their best to try and not concede a fourth as this header comes in from Giroud and drops tamely into the path of Mignolet.
But why is he free? I mean, Oliver Giroud in the box.
Tallest player, scoring header goals.
Scores headers. He's just had a header well saved by the keeper. Corner comes in and there's no one within 3-4 yards of him.
Sterling into the box. Releases it for Coutinho, edge of the penalty area. Coutinho to Emre Can. Can now to Sturridge. And the ball breaks to Can once more. Sturridge on it again. Tries a little trick, but it comes off Cazorla. Now gets it through to Can. It opens up for him, and that's a good stop by the Arsenal keeper at his near post, David Ospina. And nearly Emre Can with a goal.
Yeah, that was better from Liverpool. Good build-up play between Daniel Sturridge and Emre Can. Eventually came to Can. He tried to just curl the ball into the bottom corner. Ospina read it, got across his goal quickly to make the save. But that's certainly better from Liverpool. Can they get anything from this set play from Henderson?
With Radio City Sport, Henderson makes the corner. Sterling hits it from outside the penalty area. Tame, not much of a conviction in that shot or quality to it. Can now outside of his boot, almost got it through to Daniel Sturridge. Intercepted, sort of bounced off Flamini and came back to the halfway line for Liverpool. And now Liverpool with Jordan Henderson. Of course, as Ray mentioned, we all know the FA Cup quarter-final replay comes in quick succession after this one. His Coutinho, long way out. Oh, goodness me. Well, he didn't strike it too badly, and he seemed to have the keeper scrambling for a moment or two, Ospina, but the ball's actually gone wide of the left post, and it will be a goal kick.
Well, he's got that ability, hasn't he? You know, from that distance to take the strike on. Didn't catch it as well as he would like. It was a bit of a daisy cutter, wasn't it? Ospina once again got across his goal to make sure it was going wide of the target. I'm just looking at the stats, Steve, for Liverpool. One shot on target so far in the match that they played. Now, and that's... football is a game of stats at times. I don't really like them, but that tells you Liverpool have one shot on target.
And how many have Arsenal had?
Yeah, well, obviously three at least.
At least, I think probably six. Plenty more. Well, there you go, six. Sterling, outside the penalty area, gets in there. Oh, you said penalty, and the referee's concurred with that. Points to the spot, Raheem Sterling, quick burst of pace. Bellerin doesn't look like he's appealing that decision too much, so it must have been. I didn't conclusively see that straight away, but let's watch the replay.
Yep.
Right leg flies in on the challenge.
Just
on Raheem Sterling.
Just
he's upended, yeah. He's taken him down at the knee, and the ball was never touched, and it's a penalty kick for Liverpool.
No complaints who's taking it this time. Jordan Henderson.
Jones on, Mario isn't.
Well, this will be an uncomfortable last 14 and a half minutes for Arsenal if he was to score this to make it 3-1.
That's a short run-up for Jordan Henderson, and the referee, Anthony Taylor, moves out of the way. The Liverpool captain is given the go-ahead. He can cut the deficit with this one. 3-0 down at the moment. Now it's 3-1, and Jordan Henderson goes low to the left-hand side, and he beats the Arsenal keeper, David Ospina, who guessed the right way, but that was a cracking penalty. So Arsenal 3, Liverpool 1.
I'm not sure it was, you know. I think the keeper should have saved that. I think it goes through his hands here. But he's guessed the right way. It's not right in the corner.
Oh, you're right, yeah, you're right. It wasn't quite wide enough.
Yeah, the keeper could have got to that. He actually pulled his arms in a little bit. I think if he's extended it, he would have pushed the ball round the post, but take nothing away. Henderson's put it in the back of the net, and Liverpool have got a little bit of belief at 3-1.
Welbeck, rob that ball. Giroud plays it on for Welbeck. He's onside because Sacco was back, and Welbeck to the edge of the penalty area, takes on Sacco, left-footed, tries to dig it in. Mignolet's big, blocked out off the keeper. Oh, well, actually, has it even hit the keeper? Because Mignolet's picked it up to take
goal kick,
a goal kick. So has Welbeck just miskicked this?
And there's a lot of poor defending there, wasn't there, from a variety of Liverpool players. Toure, and then it was on to Lucas, and then Sacco just allows him to go beyond him. I think what happened was, is he took the shot on, it ricocheted off Mignolet, back onto Welbeck, and then out for a goal kick.
So the league table, Liverpool, of course, still in fifth. Southampton, if they win at Everton, would leapfrog ahead of Liverpool. Manchester United played a game less, 5 points ahead, so, of course, they are in fourth. And there's a challenge which flies in towards the corner flag, and it's Welbeck on Emre Can.
Emre Can is already yellow carded, isn't he?
Oh, Can stayed on the floor.
He could be off here.
He's picked out a yellow card as the referee.
Yeah.
So two yellows, a red, compounds the misery. Emre Can sent off. Liverpool 3-1 down, and now with 10 men as Emre Can walks off.
That sums up the game for me. You're on a yellow card. I mean, that's just naive play from Chan. I know he's a young player learning the game, but that is just needless. And he's laid the ball off, and he's gone in, two-footed challenge.
He scissor-kicked
him, hasn't he? Scissor-kicked
right
Danny Welbeck there.
I mean, what's he thinking there?
I haven't got a clue, but you know what? Wow, what is going on with the Liverpool players at the moment? Skirtle's out for a few games, Gerrard's out, and now Emre Can. The season's imploding in front of them at the moment. And it's their own fault.
Forward ball by Sanchez. Over to the left wing. Cazorla now plays it forward on for Monreal. Now Welbeck, edge of the penalty area. Arsenal looking dangerous. Monreal into the box. Oh, it's off the post. Nearly fourth from Santi Cazorla. Narrowly denied by the upright.
Great build-up play though, wasn't it? Very incisive from Arsenal. Really, this is the first we've seen them for a little while. They've got numbers forward. Monreal squared it to the edge of the box for Cazorla on his favoured left foot. Just side-footed it, didn't he, past Mignolet, who was rooted to the spot. He wasn't getting anywhere near it. We're just fortunate to see it come off the post there, the Liverpool keeper.
Here come Arsenal, final go at goal. Olivier Giroud! It's four! Just to compound the agony that Liverpool are feeling today. four for Arsenal, but fourth place is further away than ever for Liverpool. It's been a miserable day here at the Emirates, and Arsenal restore their three-goal advantage. The ball played through to Giroud, who sidestepped over it, got round Toure, who'd backed off him, and unleashed it into the corner of Mignolet's net. 4-1.
Yeah, great finish from Oliver Giroud. But once again, Liverpool defensively, absolutely dreadful. With Paulo Toure, I thought he would be a big player for Liverpool today against Oliver Giroud. I thought he would be physical with him, he would be more able to compete against him. But one of the things I did say would might be a problem for him is his lack of match practice, and I think that's been the case today.
We're with Radio City Sport this afternoon, and we've still got more to come. Well, that's full time at the Emirates, and for 10 years Liverpool have struggled here in narrow defeats, but generally not 4-1 defeats, and that's the scoreline from today, a scoreline which will send real ripples through Liverpool's hopes of trying to achieve anything in terms of European qualification for the Champions League. A real telling scoreline, and the performance just not up to scratch in so many ways today. Arsenal 4, Liverpool 1.
Yeah, absolutely, Steve. You've got to say it's a comprehensive victory for Arsenal, who had a great start to the game. Really didn't get the goals that their play deserved in that first 15 minutes. Liverpool got themselves back into it to a fashion. Had one outstanding chance when Markovic should have shot rather than passing up the opportunity. But then when Arsenal got the first goal, Liverpool capitulated. 3-0 down at half-time. Game was virtually over with the second half. Liverpool got a goal back from the penalty spot, but didn't really do a great deal with the possession that they had. And in the end, Arsenal run out comfortable 4-1 winners. And Arsenal, you know, firmly up there in the top four. They're going to qualify once again this season. Liverpool, for me, now after that defeat, have got no chance. I really don't think they've got a chance now. I think Man United will beat Aston Villa. That'll be an 8-point gap with seven games left, and just not enough for Liverpool to claw back. But the players look really dejected as they walked off today. There were some big decisions made by the manager, bringing in Kolo Touré, bringing in Lucas Leiva. They've backfired, unfortunately, on him.
Let's get your both range man of the match right.
Well, it's hard to give man of the match to any of the Liverpool players. So many of them were under par today. But in a very strange way, although he conceded four goals today, Simon Mignolet in the first 15 minutes made three outstanding saves to keep the scoreline at 0-0. He's made a world-class save from Oliver Giroud way ahead. I mean, he was the only one, really, when you look at it, who actually could see he'd done a reasonable job today. All the goals weren't down to his fault. Maybe the free kick aside, he might have done better with. But the opening goal, we had no chance with. The third goal from Alexis Sanchez, you couldn't blame the keeper whatsoever. And the fourth goal, once again, it's got nothing to do with the goalkeeper. It's down to dreadful defending from Liverpool. So Mignolet, in a strange way, even though he's conceded four, ends up being the man of the match because there's no one else from Liverpool who were good enough.
Let's brush over that one. I'll ask you the same question I asked you at the end of the game. Is this a reality check, getting beaten by Manchester United and Arsenal in terms of where Liverpool are?
Yeah, the two teams that were closest to them, the two teams they could ill afford to lose to, they've lost to. You know, and all the good form that Liverpool have shown since December, meaningless now in many respects, isn't it? Because it was all about momentum, it was all about commitment to get into that top four, and it looks as the chances of doing that have gone. What's left now? Probably trying to get to an FA Cup final, and that starts on Wednesday against Blackburn. Who's going to be fit? We've got Gerrard out, you've got Skirtle out, you've got Chan out now with a red card. So, you know, the manager's going to have to try and change things around and try to find a system that's going to work and try to get players in who are fit, who are committed, who knows what is expected of them to get that victory against Blackburn, and then they're off and running in the league matches and then semi-final against Aston Villa.
They looked unbeatable in January and February. All of a sudden, they look flimsy, very, very beatable. Can they refine a momentum to finish the season out?
It could be difficult. I mean, in essence, Steve, they've only lost two games, which was Manchester United and today, since the start of, you know, in the league, since the start of January. But there were signs. The signs were there with Blackburn at home in the Cup. The signs were there at Swansea in the first half away. And then we've seen it manifest itself against Man United, and we've seen it once again today against Arsenal. When you have to stand up, when you have to be strong physically, start the game well. Liverpool started the game as poorly as you could today. The chances they gave up, they looked in complete disarray. It looked like the system that they were trying to implement today, they hadn't done enough work on it. That's what it looked like. I'm sure that isn't the case. Brendan would have prepared them as best he can. But you can only go on the evidence which your eyes see. When you're watching, that I can only comment on what I'm seeing out there. I see players all over the place, no one making a challenge. You know, I've talked about Moreno, I was saying about, I was worried about him, the 2v1 situations. Well, there you go, the first goal. You know, Bellerin cuts in field, he's got his arms behind the back, which I still don't understand. Instead of showing him down the line, he allows him to come in field and he gets a straight kick goal from about 14 yards. Virtually in the middle of the goal. Then you get Sacco making silly challenges on the outside of the box, giving away a free kick. Ozil fires the ball in, goalkeeper side, goalkeeper protect that side of the goal. If it goes over the wall, went to the back of it, manager should hold his hands up and say, listen, you can't cover the whole goal, but cover the side that you're on. And then the third goal, no one lays a glove on Alexis Sanchez, he just turns, great shot over the top of the goalkeeper, 3-0, game over with. Game's over against a good side like Arsenal, you ain't coming back from 3-0 down.
Are we seeing enough leadership qualities from people out there that I think Jordan's trying his best? Do we need more?
I didn't
more
see anyone.
More leaders.
I didn't see anyone leading today.
No?
No one. Not one player out there today. And even when you're playing poorly, let me tell you, I've not played in a little, not at Liverpool, but other teams I've played when we've been playing poorly. And but he's still like, come on, and you try to make them your teammate play even better. You try to get more out of him, even when you're playing poorly yourself. That's a sign of leaders. That's what people do, that's what players do, even when you're going through a hard time. You get the best out of the other players in and around you. I didn't see that today. I showed you, I was telling you, I was pointing at you. I said, where are they? They're going back from a goal kick. They've all got their heads down. They're not looking at the ball. They're not alert and alive to the situation. Hey, let's get back in. Let's get nice and tight. 1-0 down. Make sure we're getting it half-time. Only 1-0. No more than that. I didn't see that out there today. That's what I'm looking for when I'm looking at a game of football. I'm looking for people who's organising, determined, committed. Let's make sure we've got a good shape about us. We gave away a needless goal. We're not giving away a second. We're getting it half-time. Managers can get into us, get maybe a few little changes, and we come out ready for the second half. It was flimsy. It was 1-0 and oh, off we go again. Then it was 2-0. Oh, heads down. Then it was 3-0. That's not how you play. If you're going to be a good team, you're going to be a winning team. You have to have that mentality game after game after game, if you're winning or if you're losing or if you're drawing. That's the desire and determination you need.
Post-match.
Well, very disappointing, especially that last 8 minutes of the first half. But we started slowly but grew into the game and then looked the better team, started to connect the game better with our passing and opened them up on a couple of occasions and really should have went in front. And if you then open up the game and get in front, especially away from home with the pace that we have, then you can hopefully dominate the space that's on the field. But from the 36th minute onwards, we conceded 3 per goals, and which has been really unlike us defensively in the last 6-7 games over the course of the last 3 months away from home. We've been outstanding. So, but we give away very poor goals and 3-0 at half-time, it's difficult.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. They're at the top of their game. Go to hampsonhughes.com.